Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Warwick High School. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser here for District 3 AAA quarterfinal action between Steele High and West York. The Rollers come into this game after an easy win on Tuesday night against Lancaster Catholic. West York, a big win over an undermanned Wyomissing team on Tuesday night, a team that was missing four players due to various reasons. But all that aside, this should be a great matchup here, and just an unfortunate 5 o'clock starting time.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people are going to be able to get to it after work.
Well, and that's why we're here, to make sure that there's a lot of people who get to hear this game, get to follow the Rollers, and also, for that matter, the West York Bulldogs as well. And great matchup here. The 4-5 game is supposed to be the most evenly matched game, and I think we definitely have one of those games here. You've got two mirror image teams. You've got two teams that are not very tall. They are undersized. They are both scrappy and fight hard on both ends. They can really get after you defensively and turn things on offensively. I think maybe the biggest differences between the two teams, this is a West York team that's a little bit deeper than Steele High, and they do shoot foul shots a little bit better. But then again, Steele High is a team that might be just a little bit faster in terms of what they do, and I think they're the better perimeter shooting team overall. So it should be a great matchup between two evenly matched teams. I think this is a game that a lot of people circled coming into the District 3 AAA Boys playoffs as potentially one of the best that you're going to see in the entire playoff run, and it's about to get underway.
All right, we'll take time out. When we come back, Brian Kaiser will talk with Rick Finer, the head coach of the Steele High Rollers. Again, it's Steele High and West York. Back with more free game show after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steele High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steele High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Steele High head basketball coach Rick Finer. Coach, a big win last time against Lancaster Catholic. Team really seemed like it came out well and really executed, especially on the defensive end. I really thought they really executed well on that end especially.
I agree with you. We started off a little slow offensively, but our defense was good throughout, and then we were able to get one of our spurts and get the lead, and then we had pretty much control of the game the whole game.
And even though the game was at home, the outside shots didn't fall early on, but that's the great thing about this team and what they've done, because this team just keeps plugging away and has that workmanlike effort.
Well, if you play good defense, you're going to be in every game. That's the key, and then eventually you're going to make some shots. So we started driving more to the basket, and then we got some transition easy baskets. We don't get a lot of second shots because we're not that big, so it's important that we get stuff off our defense.
It looked like, though, when the opportunities were there, they rebound very intelligently, and that is, they don't necessarily try to control the rebound as much as tap it to a spot where they have a teammate. And I thought that was something that shows a really high level of IQ basketball-wise.
Yeah, they have good instincts. They're basketball players, and like I said, they react well to the ball. It's just sometimes they're just so small to get them, to put them back up. But we get, I always tell them, every rebound or loose ball we get, that means we're going to get another possession where we can score, and that's going to be very important.
tonight. You've got a West York team tonight, which I think in many ways is very similar to your team. A very established tradition of program. It's a program that has always been known for its gritty, tough players, and it's a team that athletically is very solid.
They're no different than ever been. Coach Ackerman and I go way back to playing. The first time I saw we were going to draw them, I didn't know if he was still coaching or not. I went on the computer, and he's still there. He does a great job, and the kids played hard. And we've had some great games that went down to the wire. This is going to be no different. This is going to be a war out there.
What do you think the biggest key is tonight? What does your team have to do tonight to get the win?
Well, we're going to have to handle the pressure, make sure we get back on defense and limit their easy baskets, which is basically what they want to do to us. So we have basically have the same game plan. Two can execute it better. I'm a little not worried, but they've been in this. These guys have been in it before. They may have qualified for state last year, and I even think in this round they lost by a point, or they might have won another round. So, like, this is all new for our guys, and I'm hoping we can handle everything that goes with the second round playoff game.
Last thing for you, Coach, is how a team overcomes maybe a lack of an experience like that. What do you do for a team like that to give them that confidence to overcome it?
Well, I just tell them to play your game, play team basketball, play fundamental basketball. We got to finish the stuff. When we get layups, we got to make layups. When we get foul shots, we got to take advantage of and make our foul shots. And then it always comes down to defense. You know, we're going to have to make it very hard for them to score. And we're a mirror image of each other. You know what I'm saying? We have one common opponent, McDevitt. They took them to overtime. We were not able. McDevitt beat us both twice. They beat us twice both times. So I pointed out to our kids that this team can beat anybody. They're as good as any team left in the bracket. So this is going to be a very, very tough game for us.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Rick Binder, Steel High, back with more after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Welcome back to Warwick High School. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, Steel High, getting set to take on West York District 3 boys AAA quarterfinal. Brian Kaiser in the starting lineup.
Let's take a look first at West York, the number 5 seed, 18-6, under head coach Bill Ackerman. Their starters, Josh Bailey, a 5'8 junior, averaging 14 points a game. Matt Del Orfano, he is a 6'1 junior, who during the playoffs is at 9.3 points per game. Ian Lewick, he's averaging just under 7 points a game. He's a 5'8 junior. Diego Torres, averaging 7.7 points per game in the playoffs. He's a 6'2 senior. And Darian McCauley is a 6'3 junior, averaging just under 11 points per game. For Steel High, the Rollers are 19-5, the number 4 seed in the playoffs, under head coach Rick Binder. Starting lineup for the Rollers: Malachi Young, a 5'10 freshman, averaging 4 points per game. Tavon Jackson, a 6'1 senior, at just under 10 points per game and 49 three-pointers on the season. Jaquai Jenkins, coming off a 20-point effort against Lancaster Catholic. He is a 6-foot junior, averaging 16.3 points per game. Jaquan Fleming, a 6'1 senior. He had 25 in the last game. He's averaging 21.1 a game. And inside, Jerron Grayer is a 6'1 junior, averaging 7.3 points per game.
All right, we'll take time out as we have the national anthem. When we come back, it'll be tip-off Steel High and West York Back after this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Wrestler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
We're still fresh after 30 years in the making. This is WMSS Middletown.
And welcome back to Warwick High School in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Steve Leedy along with Brian Kaiser here as we are just about set for tip-off here. Steel High will take the floor with their home white uniforms with blue and gray trim. West York in the away blues with white numbers and trim. That should be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a great one. And really looking forward. And a lot of times when you talk to media people and you talk to the different media people around the area, they'll have different thoughts about a game. Every single one we've talked to so far this week has the same opinion. Two dead even teams and what should be a very high scoring affair between these two squads. It should be a lot of fun. Your crew of officials is from Berks County. It's Kevin Line, John Crossan, and Jonathan Hoffman. They're the three guys who have the responsibility of keeping this game under control.
Diego Torres and Dequan Fleming at center circle. The official will step in. And the tip is controlled by Steel High. It's almost as if West York just gave it to him. Young in the front court. Young comes over to Jenkins, open for three. It's short off the front of the rim. Rebound by McCauley. Here comes West York the other way. They get it up to Bailey. He is surrounded by Jenkins. Now cross court to Torres. I'm sorry, that's Lalick for three. It is good, and the Bulldogs strike first.
Yeah, Lalick now is 13-3 of the year. This is a West York team that will spot up, look to shoot, and Steel High late in their zone getting back defensively did not get the cross court pass.
Round it goes to Jenkins, left side, Young between the circles. Just underway here, 3-0, West York. Jackson, top of the key. Over to Jenkins, now Fleming. He'll drive in from the wing, kicks it back out. Jenkins, open, three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Fleming able to get it. Dumps it down low to Jenkins, who puts it off the glass, but he gets fouled in the process. He'll go to the line, shoot two.
Dellorfano picks up the personal foul for West York. Check that. It's actually going to be Torres who picks up the foul inside. Thought originally it was going to be Dellorfano. It is not. So Torres picks up the personal. He'll high to the line. This is a West York team that defensively, this is the difference between the two teams. Steel High will come out in their 3-2 zone, very comfortable in that zone. West York is going to try to get after things man-to-man, and that means Dequan Fleming is a big key on this game. His ability to break people down off the dribble make him dangerous.
Both shots at the line for Jenkins are good, so it's 3-2. West York quickly, the Bulldogs bring it down. Dellorfano to Bailey in the paint. Forces one up. That's an air ball, but the rebound is collected by Lalick underneath. Gets it out to Torres. Now it is McCauley over in the corner. Bailey for three. That's no good. Backside glass is all Bulldogs. Dellorfano with a rebound. Top the key. Bailey thought about the three again. Instead passes Torres left side. Comes back out. Dellorfano working it in from the wing. Now keeps it back into the corner, and Bailey comes back into the front court and will reset things.
This is going to be a patient West York team. They can run. but they will look to run when something presents itself. In the half court, they will be very deliberate.
Miller Fano on the right side. A minute and a half into the game, 3-2, West York with the lead. Bulldogs with the basketball. Bailey comes back out. Lalick in the front court between the circles. Working to the top of the key, now over to the left side. Tries to thread a pass through. A lot of hands in there. It's loose, and it's going to be called a jump ball. It will be West York basketball.
Yeah, and with as much patience as they showed the entire time, Lalick, a poor decision. He saw somebody cutting, but this roller defense, very, very quick with their hands. They get them in there. They make it very difficult to pass through them. You have to pass over top or around them.
Bailey's inbounds pass is tipped, and it's going to end up going out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of Young, but he may have got a deflection after it, did Diego Torres.
It was close, and when that happens, a lot of times they will give the ball to the offensive team and have them retain possession. But great defense from Steel High again, as they've now been defending for over a minute.
Lalick on the right side in the front court. Passes it over to Dell'Orfano on the left wing. Dell'Orfano swings it back around and gets to Torres on the right corner. Bounce pass to Bailey. Has to run it down, and it gets away from him. Out of bounds. Steel High will get the ball via the turnover.
And that's what I mean by you cannot pass through them. You have to find a way to get around them or over top of them. And that time, Torres trying to find that passing lane, trying to make a pass that just wasn't there. Bad communication between he and Bailey.
Young off of a screen from Jackson, tries to pass it off to Fleming. Finally does get it on the right wing. One-on-one spin move to the bucket. Up and good. Got around Dell'Orfano for the basket. Steel High has their first lead of the game at 4-3.
I think that's a huge advantage for Steel High. West York's not going to have anybody who can go one-on-one against Daquan Fleming.
Lalick with it. Left wing. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Circling around to the right. Now stops. Will pass it off to Dell'Orfano. Comes back to Bailey. Bailey faked a pass to the left, but nobody is there. Has to dribble back over to the right side. L.A. tosses it down to Dell'Orfano. Now here goes Torres. Drives down the lane. No good. Rebound. Rare with the rebound for the Rollers. He'll give it up court to Young across midcourt. 4-3. Rollers with the lead here. 3 minutes into the first quarter. Jenkins tries the drive. Loses the dribble. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by McCauley. And here comes Bailey and the Bulldogs the other way. Pass up for it. Lalick to the bucket. It is good, but he traveled with it, trying to get to the bucket, trying to get through the traffic.
And credit Malachi Young, who flashed in the dribble lane, gets in there, gets the hand on the basketball, and affects it enough that he has to take that stutter step going to the basket.
Young with the basketball in the backcourt, and he's got two Bulldogs slapping at him, and one of them's going to pick up a foul. We'll see which one it is. It will be Matt Dell'Orfano.
And I think there's a bullseye on Malachi Young today, being a freshman, and that's usually a target for any coach. Even though Malachi Young, an outstanding ball handler, West York is going to make him prove it. And Bill Ackerman sending his team out, pressing when they get the opportunity, and Young is the guy who has been breaking that pressure.
The thing you got here is two veteran coaches, and Ackerman and Binder, on the sidelines here today.
And they know each other, and they know how each team plays because of the coaching tendencies.
Fleming passes it into Greer, splits double team, now kicks it back out. They get it to Jackson. He'll try the three. That's no good. Jackson gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. Nobody was there on the rebound, and Jackson knew right where his shot was going.
And that's because Greer took up two guys on the inside who were trying to box him out. The rebound goes long, right in the hands of Jackson.
6-3, Steel High with the lead. Bailey, left side, comes back towards the top of the key. We're going to get that 3-2 zone, gets around a pick, and then tries to pass inside. It bounces off of a body, and they're going to call it a kick.
They compress things so well. So Bailey tries to dribble, penetrate, and bounce pass down low, but there's too many bodies in the paint. It's got to be dribble and kick, dribble and kick. And right now, West York not willing to spot up outside for the jumper.
Cal Einzig into the game for the first time. He is the sixth man for this West York team. Was a starter earlier in the season. He'll get the basketball here in the left corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Now it's going to be Lalick who thought about the three. Instead, Bailey, corner three. It is good, and we are tied at six.
Great adjustment from Coach Ackerman. You bring Torres, who's not a perimeter threat, out of the game. Einzig, a perimeter threat, comes into the game, and they shoot the ball outside.
Young drives to the basket, kicks it out to Jackson, open for three. That's no good. Rebound comes out front. It's going to be picked up by Einzig for West York. He brings it down left wing, hands it off there to McCauley. Down in the corner, here's a three for Lalick. That's no good, and the rebound, we will have a foul as Greer gets the board. and McCauley should get the foul.
Yeah, and McCauley just was a little bit off balance, and when Greer went up, did not allow Greer to have room to come down. An unfortunate play for McCauley because he just was a little bit out of position. That's about all.
Three fouls in the first quarter so far for the Bulldogs. Rollers yet to commit one. There's a pass tip, but Fleming able to keep it, dumps it down low, and it's going to be out of bounds as it finally was corralled by Young, but he couldn't quite get it, and Fleming retained possession before he established position back in bounds.
Correct call from veteran official John Crossan on the baseline.
West York with the basketball. It's Einzig, top of the key. Dribble lost it momentarily. Gets it back over to the left side. Now comes back over to Bailey. Bailey in the front court. Back near center circle here with 2:45 left to play in the opening quarter. We are tied at 6 between West York and Steel High.
Here's the patience that West York shows working the ball around.
Einzig with a pass to Lalick. He'll put a 12-foot runner-up. That's no good. Rebound by Jackson from Steel High.
And it's not a good shot, even though it was open.
Down court, Jenkins to the bucket, up and good.
And what it does is it allows Steel High to leak out. The shot from Lalick left them really exposed in the backcourt, so when he drives in, there's no rotation back because nobody's expecting him to take that runner, and Steel High gets a leak out.
Lalick top of the key. Comes over to Dellerfano. Now Einzig, left corner. That's a couple dribbles. Back to Dellerfano. Back over to Einzig, thought about the three. Now he'll just dribble back into the front court. Bulldogs again showing the patience. Now quick pass into Dellerfano. Down low to McCauley. Shot no good. And Rare is going to get the rebound. And they're going to get McCauley on a foul.
They are going to get McCauley. And again, it's wrong place, wrong time for McCauley.
Yeah.
And West York wants timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 1:52 left to play in the first quarter. It is Steel High 8, West York 6. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor.
Guys,
officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
Bye. Welcome back to Warwick High School. Steel High off of the timeout. Young with it left side. It is 8-6. Steel High over to Young. Young, top of the key. Jenkins thought about the three. Back down to Young, left corner. Behind the back dribble. Can't free any space up. Goes back out to Jenkins. Jenkins with a pass and it's telegraphed and stolen away. Lalick going to the bucket, puts it up. Too strong, though, with the open layup. And Steel High the rebound. Down court. Greer goes to Young to the bucket. That's too strong. Rebound is saved from going out of bounds by Young. He'll put it back up. No good. Rebound this time is by Torres. So West York with the basketball. Here comes Dellerfano down the lane, and he'll throw it up to Lalick, who will put it up, and they give him a basket, and he's fouled.
And they should. He deserves it, because that's a great job of drawing the contact after pump fake in the air. Malachi Young will pick up the personal foul, and Lalick has been an impact player early on in this game. McCauley sitting down right now with those two personal fouls, so Torres had to come back in. West York will also bring Terry Kames into the game for the first time at this point, but a chance for the Bulldogs to take the lead. A couple of misses layup-wise on each end because of expecting contact, and that time it was Lalick who was able to finish one after getting the contact.
Lalick converts the three-point play, 9-8, West York with the lead. Here's Jackson down court, Greer to the basket, up and good.
Easy layup throughout the three-on-two break. Every team practices that all the time in practices. You spend about 5 minutes each practice working three on twos. Jackson picks the right man. Greer finishes.
10-9, Steel High back in front. Bailey, right side, dribbles back towards center circle. Let's see what West York decides to do here with 35 seconds left to go in the quarter. Looks like they're going to lay back.
And Steel High will be willing to let them hang the ball out right now, as I think West York prefers this point anyways. Four fouls here in the first half. They don't want to really have any more go against them. And if Steel High is going to sit back in the zone West York realizes that they can pull it out, and the Rollers either will have to extend and get out of that zone or just stay there and allow the last shot.
Roller clap takes us to 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Einzig. Fires a pass inside, shot high off the glass. As by Kane's no good, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in at the buzzer. So we will step out our score after one quarter of play. It is West York 11, Steel High 10. Back with the second quarter after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Drives the lane and will draw a foul on the first play. Actually, it's going to be a charge called against Jackson.
Yeah, put his head down, just drove right into the traffic, and a great job by West York defensively, just standing, holding their ground, and pick up the second personal foul of the game against the Roller team, and the first against Kayvon Jackson.
Gives the Bulldogs the basketball. They have a one-point lead here just at the start of the second quarter, 11-10 in favor of West York.
Ja'Kai Bowman in the game for Malachi Young for Steel High.
Bailey left corner, tries the three. That's too strong. Rebound goes out of bounds. Jackson was the guy underneath, and he knocked it out.
And Torres behind him was the guy who forced that because Jackson couldn't really get that clean, and he had to go up with one hand to try to get over top of where Torres was.
Torres in the corner. Comes back out to Einzig. Einzig in the front court. He'll just back it towards the midcourt stripe to reset things. Now he approaches the top of the key, goes over right side, Bailey off of a screen, and they're going to call the foul. That is going to be against Kenton Meckley on the illegal pick.
You must stay stationary. You cannot move, and Meckley saw that he wasn't going to be able to rub off the defender enough to get some clearance in the back, in the front court, so he moved over a little bit, leaned into it. Referee caught him.
Jackson will bring it across midcourt for the Rollers. Down along the sideline, it is going to be tipped and out of bounds. Steel High will retain possession. Rollers inbound right in front of the West York bench here with 7:06 to play in the first half. 11-10 West York with the lead here at Warwick High School. Fleming with it on the right wing. Off of a screen, and they're going to call him for a carry. Spinning around with the dribble, the official calls it a carried it, and West York gets it. Quickly up the floor come the Bulldogs. Bailey down to Meckley along the baseline. Back to Bailey. Down the key is Torres. Torres will dribble it twice, and he'll get his pocket picked by Jenkins. Jenkins, two on one, going to the bucket, up and good with a foul. He got the scoop to go and gets a chance for a three-point play, and Steel High's back on top.
And Bailey tried to get back and draw the charge, because initially it was Torres making the four past the top. That's a couple things. It's great recognition from Ja'Kai Bowman knowing that Torres is not a three-point threat. He sagged in the middle. That forced Torres to go to the wing, and when he did, Jenkins was able to reach out and get the steal, and then the other way, nice job by Jenkins attacking. And he gets the steal in the backcourt after the made foul shot.
And he just can't keep possession as it is lost back out of bounds to West York, but he does convert on that three-point play and put Steel High back in front here, 13-11, 6:41 to play in the first half.
Josh Bautabiso comes into the game for the first time for West York.
Inbounds pass gets to Kane, and now a pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Jenkins again.
The goal here for Coach Ackerman is to try to make sure his team is as fresh as they possibly can be down the stretch, hoping that maybe he can steal some minutes from his bench, which is a little bit deeper.
Beckley going to the bucket, off the glass, and good, and we are tied at 13.
And that's what he needs out of his bench, a guy like Beckley to come in and make an impact offensively, attacking the backside of the zone, taking it right at Grayer.
Jenkins across midcourt for Steele High. He'll get around his man. Floater down the lane, too strong. Rebound grabbed by Kane. Here comes the Bulldogs the other way. Bailey dribbling through traffic, somehow kept control of it, and it goes back out to Einzig.
Coach Binder takes a walk after that one because Einzig got away with a travel up top of the key.
Einzig with a pass to Canes. Now they lose it as they try to get Valdivieso on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds.
And the problem for Canes ends up being he didn't make himself a threat as an offensive player, so Steele High was able to sag off of him as he has the basketball on the right side. He looked to pass too quickly. The defense didn't have to respect him, and because of that, it affected the pass.
13-all, 5:45 to play in the second quarter. Steele High with the basketball. It's Bowman in the front court on the right side, drives into the wing, dishes it off Fleming, and Fleming hammered, but no foul call. West York the rebound, up court, Einzig going to the bucket. That's not there, but the follow is up and good by Diego Torres, his first points of the game, and West York back on top, 15-13.
Pass right into traffic. Steele High got to be mindful right now. Game's being allowed to be a little bit more contested, and right there is the predictable hand check after you see some action.
Hand check foul will be called against Lalick. His first.
That's team foul number seven, yeah. So Steele High now will go to the line with Kayvon Jackson, who is a 60% foul shooter on the season. This will be the question for Steele High, Steve, in a close game. In a close game, can this team make the foul shots when they need to?
First shot from Jackson is good.
We know against Harrisburg back in the mid-10 semis, they were unable to do so then. This is a team that if they are going to have aspirations of winning a district title, they've got to be able to make the ones from the line.
And they are 5-for-5 tonight as Jackson makes his second one as well. 15-15, we are tied. West York with the basketball. Einzig up court. Lalick. He has it poked from behind, and they're going to call the reach-in foul on Jackson.
I think you're going to see a few more fouls picking up now because I think the officiating crew is recognizing this getting a little bit more up and down. You've got both teams attacking, maybe some contact that's being called. That's a couple hand checks, one on each side, and this one just a reach behind by Jackson, his second foul and the third team foul against Steele High.
Beckley to Kane. Over to Einzig. On the right side, Einzig passes it off. A couple quick passes. It gets down low. That is Valdivieso with the shot. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. Here comes Bowman. Two on one. Bowman passes it off. Jenkins off the glass and good.
And an excellent assist from Bowman. Looks the defender right in the eye, waits for the perfect time, and then finds Jenkins when he commits.
17-15. Rollers back up by two. Pretty much everything we thought this game was going to be tightly contested back and forth. Down the key, Einzig. He'll drop back into the front court. Now fires it down in the corner. Lalick back to Einzig. He'll fake the three and fake the pass and lost it. Bowman goes up court. Jenkins to the bucket. It's good, but they're going to call him for the travel.
And the reason they called him for the travel is because the crowd reacted and the official thought about it and said, you know what, he did. That was a crowd-motivated walk because he was not going to call that until everyone was up in arms and then thought about it. Was it the right call? Yes, it was the right call, but it wasn't going to be made.
Delafano checks back in. He's got the basketball. 12-foot jumper fading away. No good. Rebound is loose and has gone out of bounds off of West York. Steele High with possession. Midway through the second quarter, 17-15. Steele High by two.
Not the track race that I think a lot of people expected this one, but I'm not surprised by this. These are very patient teams who do not force things normally.
Bowman underneath. He'll force a reverse layup attempt. That's no good. Rebound loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll be West York basketball on the jump ball.
And West York will continue rotating people in. Valdivieso out. Back into the game after a short breather is Josh Bailey, the leading scorer of this team.
And that's the advantage that the Bulldogs have here. They have a lot more interchangeable parts than do the Rollers, who typically will only go six deep.
But this is a Steel High team that, from a conditioning standpoint, they can go. It's not going to be something where you would expect them to wear down necessarily. It's going to be the question of, foul-wise, are they going to get in trouble? And right now, the only guy with any problems is Jackson. He's on the bench right now as Malachi Young has replaced him with those two fouls.
Bailey down the corner. Einzig tries the three. That's short. Rebound is by Bowman. He'll put it to the floor and out quickly up court. Jenkins to the basket, up and good. Jenkins leaks behind everyone. He's in double digits with 11, and Steel High's up by four. Quickly down the floor goes Bailey. He goes into some traffic, now passes it off to Keynes, who has an easy shot that misses it. Rebound goes down in the corner. Lalick picks it up. Runner from the baseline. That's no good. Greyer with the rebound.
I'll tell you what, Greyer is really influencing this game on the inside, even though he may not have a shot block at all right now. And another carry called against Daquan Fleming at the foul line, which will not sit well with the Roller faithful.
Fleming just trying to dribble through the traffic, and they get him again on the carry.
Greyer is not big, I mean, as far as height-wise, but he takes up a lot of space, and he has been an intimidating presence in the back of the Steel High zone to the point where West York is refusing to really attack him sometimes instead throwing up other types of shots.
Great defensive play by Bowman as they get it into Kane, who was trying to go up for the shot, and Bowman reached the mid-up and pinned it. And at the jump ball, it'll be Steel High this time.
And Bowman's back there in the back part of the zone. He a lot of times will play the top of the 3-2 zone, but in there because Jackson's out.
Young, long two-pointer, awkward looking. It was an air ball. Rebound by Lalick. Up court, Einzig, left wing. Thought about the shot now. He'll fire a pass down along the baseline. Delafano, and his shot is going to be blocked by Bowman.
I think Bowman's really starting to get into this game in terms of trying to get the crowd involved and really getting fired up. Great defensive play as Delafono was down on the baseline, made a great move, and Bowman erased it.
Inbound pass gets to Bailey, tries the open three. That's no good. Rebound Bowman from Steel High. Here comes Young up the floor. Passes it to Greyer, cross court. Bowman on the right side. Bowman to the elbow, back over to the left elbow to Greyer. He'll try the jumper from there. No good. Fleming the rebound. The reverse layup is good.
So good on the offensive glass, despite being very slight of size. But Fleming finds ways on the weak side to get offensive stick-back opportunities.
A very drawn-out 8-0 run here for the Rollers.
Which essentially means that West York is on quite a bit of a drought right now in shooting the basketball.
Yep. Lalick on the left wing. Gives it to Bailey down along the baseline on the left side. Has a pass inside. Delafano spins around, throws it up, and gets the friendly roll off the rim. And he breaks the drought for West York.
And the interesting thing is who they go to when they need a bucket there. It's not Bailey instead of Delafano who gets the look down low.
Jenkins to Greyer, and he gets it plowed right back into his face and then out of bounds. Good defensive play by Bailey.
Yeah, great job by Bailey, and the ricochet just hit Torres and then hit Greyer on the way out.
And now a bad pass. It's stolen right back. Fleming, 3-on-2. Fleming going to the bucket. Up and good.
You've been listening to WMSS Middletown. WMSS is owned and operated by the Middletown Area School District and is licensed to operate as a non-commercial, non-profit broadcast station.
They're going to call that a charge
on
Fleming.
Yeah, the charge on Fleming is because Einzig did a great job of baiting the referee more than anything else. He was falling before any contact from Fleming.
So West York with the basketball. Trailing by four here, under a minute to play in the second quarter.
He had the position, but never really got the contact, and he forced the issue by falling early.
Einzig in the front court. Bounce pass to Bailey, left side. They're still kind of in attack mode here with 32 seconds left in the half. Almost threw it away. Now it's poked away. It's a free ball back near center circle, and they cannot save it. Lalick lost his balance over on the sideline, and it goes out.
And that's a place where if you're West York, you see what's going on. You've got to either take a timeout, or when you have a chance to get a hold of the basketball, you stop. You can't keep trying to dribble through all of these quick hands out front. That's why that 3-2 zone is tough, because you've got three guys out front, and they are quick, and they are looking to steal that basketball.
Jenkins hands it off to Fleming. Fleming through the traffic. Bowman, right corner. back to Jenkins, thought about the three. 5 seconds left in the half, and now it's going to be a hand check. Foul called against Einzig out front with 4 seconds left in the half.
I'm going to call that a makeup call more than anything else because it was a little ticky-tack. You had Jenkins, who was not completely comfortable with the handle on that one. Einzig reached in, looked like he was pretty clean, but instead they call that foul after the flop on the last time.
Jenkins at the line. First shot is good, so he will get the second one. It was a 1-1. Again, the Rollers with a 6-for-6 effort so far here in the first half from the line.
Nobody down low to rebound for Steel High. Complete confidence in Jenkins.
Second shot, nothing but net. 23-17, Steel High inbounds pass. Einzig will fire up a long three at the buzzer. Well, it's not at the buzzer. There's 0.3 seconds left, and Steel High will have possession there.
And that's a mistake from Einzig. He can get closer on that play. Instead, he decided to take
closer.
A two-thirds of the court shot. Rollers will take a 6-point lead into the half.
Oh, this inbound at DeGrayer and head to the locker room. So we'll take timeout. Our score at halftime, it is Steel High 23, West York 17. Back with a halftime show after this. This is Roller Basketball on WMSF.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Warwick High School. Leading along with Brian Kaiser. With a 23-17 score here at halftime in favor of the Steel High Rollers.
Great first half, especially for Steel High. That second quarter, they were able to pull away a little bit. And in this game right now, with low-scoring contest, this is pulling away when you're up by 6 points. Great quarter for Jenkins, especially. He's got a game-high 13 points to lead all scorers. At this point, what you're seeing is you're seeing two teams that have been very patient with what they've wanted to do offensively. West York has passed the ball around. They've tried to work shots, and Steel High defensively has shown great patience as well. First possession of the game, they gave up an open three because they didn't get back defensively, and they did not have the opportunity defensively to really rotate back. They weren't positioned. Since that time, that 3-2 zone has been very, very staunch in what they've attempted to do. They have tried to make sure that they have gotten in position. They have gotten hands in passing lanes. They have made it very difficult for West York to do what they've wanted to do. Offensively for Steel High, they have attacked when they've needed to, when the opportunity has presented itself, and for the most part, they have not forced any transition. They have actually taken what the game has given them. I give Coach Binder and this team a great deal of credit for how basketball savvy they have been in this first half, of really understanding the game of basketball, understanding when the opportunities have presented themselves, and attacking at those times. That being said, you're up by six against a team who, in West York, at any time can all of a sudden get hot. What West York needs to do a better job of here in the second half is penetration kicking for outside shots. They have not been willing to really take the threes very often this half. It's not a team strength, but it's something that they are capable of doing, and they have shown the ability to do that in the past. It's something I think they're going to have to be more willing to do in the second half if they're going to come back.
And as we mentioned, a lot of people thought this is a, you know, this is going to be a game that might get in the 70s or even the 80s, but with the way both of these teams defend, it is not surprising for this game to be on a pace for probably the 50.
A lot of people would look at this game on paper and say, oh, Steel High averages 70 points a game. West York averages 60 points a game. And they've been scoring at 70 points a game over the last nine games. Wow, this is going to be a track meet. Not a track meet. The reason it's not a track meet is because you've got two well-coached teams who understand the importance of the defensive end of the floor. And you also have two teams that don't normally make a lot of mistakes. The reason that some of these games get high scoring is because you have the opposing team makes mistakes. It gives you transition opportunities. There haven't been a ton of them in this game. And when they have been there, each team has tried to take advantage of them. Steel High has done a better job of it. And I think the other thing that is a big key for the Rollers in the first half, not only have they stayed out of foul trouble, but they also, when they have had the chance, 7-for-7 from the foul line in the first half of play, an important thing to keep an eye on if this game is close down the stretch.
Of course, don't forget we have more basketball for you tomorrow afternoon, and it is LVC women and men. 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time.
And we're not expecting a change in that, but if it is, it would be earlier.
Yeah, because of the impending snowstorm, and I know the totals that are expected from that snowstorm have gone up over the past 12 hours or so, so who knows if they'll try to get those games off earlier.
The impending precipitation of doom.
Snowmageddon, whatever. It's not like up in like the New England area where they have feet of snow.
You'd think it was based on how people are talking down here, but at least if nothing else, it'll be the last regular season game, and then LVC women's basketball will be back on the air for us on Monday evening. And if Steel High wins this game, they will play the late game on Monday evening, so we will have a doubleheader of action that night, LVC women's basketball followed by Steel High, if Steel High wins this game.
All right, we will take time out when we come back. It'll be time for the start of the second half here. Again, our score at halftime, it is Steel High 23, West York 17. Back in the second half after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Away from the District 3 semifinals, and West York will start the second half down by six, but with the basketball, they're working into Torres, and his shot is going to be erased by a combination of Greer and Jenkins.
Jenkins is the guy who got up and was able to knock that ball down. Great job by him, because he's at the top on the wing on the zone, but on the weak side, he has to come back down and help. Does so perfectly.
Now pass gets to Del Arfano. 23-17 the score, Steel High. Leads by a half dozen here as we are just into the third quarter of play. Bulldogs with the basketball. Lalick over the left side. Back to Del Arfano between the circles. Top of the key. Bounce pass into McCauley. Now back down in the corner to Bailey. Nothing there. Has to come back out. Del Arfano across to Lalick. Lalick left wing. Bailey top of the key. He'll dribble a couple times and Fleming will kick it.
Let's look at the scoring in the first half for West York. Six for Ian Lalick all in the first quarter. Three for Josh Bailey, two each for Terry Keynes, Kent Meckley, Matt Del Arfano, and Diego Torres. None for Darian McCauley, who averages almost 11 a game, and that's because he picked up two fouls in the first quarter and sat after that time. He's back in the game now. For the Rollers, 13 for Jaquai Jenkins, four each for Daquan Fleming and Kayvon Jackson, and two for Jerron Greer.
West York for the basketball. Now Bailey, his pass is going to be tipped and knocked out of bounds again.
Only foul trouble for either team. McCauley for West York, as I said. Kayvon Jackson, who's back in the game for Steel High, has two for the Rollers.
Bailey lost the ball. He wasn't sure if he was going to fake a shot or take a shot, and he lost it. Steel High comes over to Jackson, to Fleming, going into the paint, off the glass, and good. The elevation from Fleming put him up above everyone else, and he gets the easy shot.
Steel High's quickness on defense makes the other team really question what they're going to do.
Lalick tries a shot. That's no good. Rebound, McCauley, and Fleming blocks that one. Greer gets it, but his pass is tipped, stolen away. Bailey going to the bucket. Greer tips that out of bounds.
Blocking all over the place from his Steel High. They've got blocks from Greer, Fleming, and Jenkins here already here in the first minute and a half of the second half.
West York gets it inbounds. Bailey off the inbounds pass. They free him up in the corner. No good. McCauley the rebound. That's no good. Rebound again by Torres. That's no good. Once again, another put back, this time by McCauley, and he is fouled, so he'll shoot two at the free throw line.
The only problem with getting blocks sometimes, Steve, is when you get those blocks, then you look to block, and it gets you out of rebounding position. On that play, Steel High trying to get rejections inside instead ends up not being able to clear the defensive rebound, allows McCauley two cracks at it, Torres one, and finally McCauley going to the line.
And he misses the first one.
Fleming's second foul, by the way, on the season. McCauley, pretty streaky foul shooter, but not surprising he missed the first one because he missed so much time in the first half.
Makes the second one. 25-18 the lead. His seven airs of pass is stolen away. Great job by Torres keeping his feet in bounds and saving it from going out. But a bad pass up court as McCauley's pass is stolen away by Steel High. Jenkins cross midcourt for the Rollers. Over to Young, right side.
Dribbles into traffic. Outside, Fleming tries the three. Got it. Dequan Fleming with 9 points. And the Rollers' lead is at 10.
23rd three of the year for Fleming. And they just let him spot up on the outside. They're more worried about him driving. But Fleming capable of hitting. And he does. The trifecta on that one makes it a double-digit lead.
Dellarfano top the key for the Bulldogs. Down the corner, Lalick tries the three, tries the answer, no good. Rebound is by Jenkins. Up court, Greer, two on none. If they hurry, Young to the basket, and he gets wiped out by Lalick.
Just a follow-through foul by Lalick after Young had already let go of the ball, but Lalick couldn't stop his momentum, asking the official, why is it on me? He already had the shot off. It doesn't matter. If the player does not have an opportunity to come down without contact, it's still a foul, and Malachi Young to the line to shoot two for Steel High.
Malachi Young, 71% on the season. Has increased the Roller lead, and he does.
Substitutions, Lalick out. Also checking out will be Torres. Into the game will be Keynes and Einzig. Coach Ackerman looking for some sort of a combination now that will give West York a little bit of a spark.
Lead is 11 for Steel High. Malachi Young at the line, trying to make it an even dozen. This one's on the way. It's short. Rebound by Kane. First missed free throw of the game for Steel High.
Pulled the string on that one. Didn't really lean. He leaned back at the very end of that. And McCauley is hurt. Did not see what happened to him, but it looks like McCauley has hurt his left wrist in some way. And I'm not even sure what happened on that one, but the trainer will go up and check him out on the side.
Yeah, the officials are going to have a little mini conference here to see what, see if anybody saw what happened or anything's going on. I don't know what happened to McCauley there.
Sometimes what you'll see is you'll see hand jostling between players where their arms just get linked and just stuck, and that may be what ends up happening. He looked over at the trainer and waved him off, so I think he's okay. We'll have to see how soon he comes back in.
Pass to Dellarfano in the corner, and it goes right through his hands and out of bounds. West York has to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. It is Steel High 29, West York 18. Back after this is the Roller Basketball on WMSS.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Kaiser with 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. It's 29-18. Steel High leading West York by 11 points. The Rollers with the basketball falling as timeout. And here West York is going to pick up full court pressure and try to trap a little bit. But Steel High breaks it with a pass to Fleming into the front court. Fleming, cross court pass. Jenkins is tipped into the back court. And it is going to be a quick timeout by Rick Binder. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. This is a quick reminder to his team that, hey, West York has changed up their strategy. Here's what we need to do.
Right, and it was a lazy pass back because you had a fundamentally poor play that time from Dequan Fleming, who Dequan comes up the floor, gets the basketball, he goes right in the front court, and he crosses the timeline and stops his dribble out by the corner. Put them in a bad situation. Ball then gets tipped into the backcourt because of the pass back to the middle, and as soon as Jaquai Jenkins grabs the basketball, timeout Coach Binder, he wants to make sure that they are back focused. He does not want them to get complacent up 11 right now against a team that he knows can be a very dangerous foe and one that is going to be nipping at them and fighting and scrapping just like Steel High would be doing.
Complacency is a killer against teams like these. Jackson, cross-court pass. Jenkins open for three. He'll take it. He got it from the left wing. A three-pointer for Jaquai Jenkins, his first three of the night. But Steel High opens it up to a 14-point lead.
And it's 50th of the season, and that's what they look for out of the timeout.
Bailey has it poked away by Jenkins. Jenkins is pleading the official.
Well, no, you should have seen Coach Binder. He almost fell out of his chair pleading for something, even though Jenkins knocked it back court.
Bailey, left corner, will fire it underneath, all alone to Delafano, who puts it up and in.
That's a great look, and Delafano just finds himself open underneath because Steel High has to extend that defense.
Pass by Jenkins, tipped by Kane, out of bounds. Steel High will inbound along the far sideline at midcourt.
The press can be the great equalizer, so if Steel High can not turn the basketball over, it doesn't allow West York to do what they want to get out of this. They don't want to necessarily speed the game up. They need turnovers off this press.
Young, his pass is going to be swatted by Bailey and out of bounds. And the Bulldogs are having a little bit of success here, but they're not creating turnovers. They're just making Steel High inbound it time after time.
Yeah, but this does end up giving them opportunities to get turnovers off of the inbound plays.
Young to Fleming, into the paint, puts it off the glass, and good.
Just finished so well. It's already 7 points for him in the second half, and now in double digits with 11 for Fleming.
Rollers back up by 14. Bailey off of a pick, top of the key, into the paint, in traffic, and he's going to get fouled. There are a lot of hands swatting at that ball. We'll see who they give the foul to.
Well, if it's Fleming, this is going to be, it is.
Yeah.
That's his third, and that's a concern because Fleming is the one guy against the man-to-man that West York really doesn't have an answer for because of his ability in the open floor. So that means Bowman's going to come in for Fleming here with that 14-point lead. You can afford to have Fleming go to the bench for a little bit, but they can't lose anything here. You don't want to give West York an opportunity to make a push with Fleming out of the game.
Bailey misses the front end. He'll get one more.
Bailey on the season, a 75% foul shooter, but has only made one shot before that foul shot.
Second shot is good. 34-21, the roller lead is 13. And now here is Young getting double-teamed, and his pass goes off of the head of Keynes and out of bounds.
Yeah, he ends up dribbling to the sideline into a double-team with nobody to help him out and then gets caught in the air. Fortunately, was able to think and throw the ball off of his man out of bounds.
Jackson to Greer behind the back, dribble into the paint, and well short on the shot attempt.
What a great move, and then he airballs.
Bailey tries to thread a pass down through, and it goes too far and out of bounds. Steel High will take possession back.
And Bailey trying to make something happen, but they're just not being able to finish with the opportunities when they try to push the ball.
Jackson double team, passes it off quickly to Jenkins. Cross midcourt, going left side, down the lane, throws it up, and he is going to be fouled on the way down the lane. So Jenkins to the line to shoot a pair for the Rollers.
That's going to be Torres picking up his second personal foul. They're going to say non-shooting foul. So just the second team foul inbound for Steel High.
Young top of the key. Cross to Bowman, right side. He'll drive in from the wing. Too strong off the glass. Rebound off the front goes to Keynes. And here comes Bailey. 2-1-2. Will try it himself. And Jackson will reach out on the scoop shot attempt and just swap the arm. Now Jackson with three fouls.
The question is, who do you go to if you're Coach Binder at this point? Because he doesn't like to go necessarily more than six guys with this current unit that he has. But he's going to stick with Jackson at this point.
With Bailey back at the line, first shot is good. 34-22. Two teams, no strangers. They met two times in district finals over the past 15 or so years. Second shot by Bailey is also good. They met in 2005. Steel High won 74-61. They met in 2000, where Steel High won 66-46.
Most recent meeting was December 27th of 2013. Steel High a winner in that one as well.
Deal for West York as it gets to Einzig. Down low, puts it high off the glass and good. 34-25. Down to a 9-point game. To Jackson, down to Young in the left corner, goes through the traffic, over to Bowman, right wing. They'll hand it off, Jenkins, long three on the way, it's good. Dead on about 22 feet away, and Jenkins hits the three and stops the momentum that West York had.
And what I love is Bowman was doing the right thing, trying to slow things down, pull it out, and Jenkins just looks at the 22-footer and says, I got this, bang, and the triple makes the double-digit lead again.
Down in the corner, Einstein, he'll try to answer with a three. That's no good. Rebound, Jenkins on the backside glass. Down court, Greer going to the bucket, puts it up and in.
And that's Grayer releasing the guy who's underneath in the zone, gets the opportunity to leak out his second bucket of the game.
Bailey down the lane. Looks like he was losing it. And it's going to be heading out of bounds. And Jackson tries to save it, but he must have had a toe on the line. So West York will retain possession. Bailey trying to get it in. Does so to Dell'Arfano. Out top of the key is McCauley. Back to Bailey. Bailey will try a 12-foot pull-up. That's no good. Rebound tip and grab by Bowman. That was Young on the underneath there tipping it.
It's just great team rebounding. Young knew he had the taller McCauley on his back. Just gets a piece of it and tips it towards where Bowman was standing.
Jackson in the front court hands it off to Jenkins, left side. Jenkins will dribble out. Now fires pass into Grayer, who got behind his defender and puts it up and in.
And a great look because Grayer sees the mismatch he's got size-wise against Einzig, a guard, posts him up, and then makes position for himself.
McCauley almost looked like he was looking for some contact, falls away with the shot, no good. Rebound, Bailey ends up with it top of the key. Einzig over to Dell'Arfano. He'll try the triple. It is good from the left wing for Matt Dell'Arfano.
And an important shot, too, because it stops a little bit of a steal high run.
Long down court pass. Jackson underneath. Puts it up too short. Rebound. Bowman was the guy who got the hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be West York basketball. 49 seconds to play. Third quarter, 41-28. Steel High lead by 13.
And West York still trying to put different substitutes in at this point. Meckley's back in. Torres back in. In an effort to try to do everything they can at this point to wear Steel High down, who will use Tyrese Little defensively here with Jackson having three fouls and approaching the end of the third quarter with just 50 seconds left.
So down the floor will come Einzig across midcourt. He'll go over to the left side. Kane's top of the key, 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Bailey, left corner. He'll dribble back. Back to Einzig. 30 seconds to go in the third. West York trails by 13. Top of the key. Einzig tries the three. It is good from the top of the key.
Big hit for Einzig, too. This is a team that has to start connecting from outside.
Little on the right side, double teamed, and he is able to keep the possession. Gets it back to Young. Young to the foul line, over to Bowman, left corner. Bowman into the paint. His shot looked like it was tipped away, and now Bailey will fire up a three with a couple seconds left in the quarter. It is no good. So we will take timeout. Our score after three quarters. It is Steel High 41, West York 31.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
High School. Steve Leedy and Brian Kaiser here with Steel High with a basketball and a 10-point lead, 41-31. There's Jackson dribbling into traffic and loses it. West York comes away with it. Bailey, couple of quick passes up court. It gets to Meckley, who is going to be fouled going to the bucket, and a chance to cut further into this Steel High lead, which was as big as 14 at one point, and now it's down to 10. And Meckley will have a chance to cut it to 8 if he can make two free throws. But he cannot make the first one.
That last quarter, an 18-14 advantage for Steel High, but they were getting away and extending that lead. Then all of a sudden, West York started putting the press on, and it started paying some dividends at the end of the quarter. And also, the Jackson and Fleming foul trouble didn't help matters for Steel High either.
Second shot good, 41-32. There's Fleming going to the bucket, up and good.
He's now got 13, one of the best finishers around in the open floor.
43-32, the Rollers back up by 11. Einzig, top of the key for the Bulldogs. Looks for Bailey. Now he throws it right to Torres, and Torres tries to drive inside. Took one too many steps before he got the pass off.
Not a point guard. A point guard gets away with that. A big guy does not get to rumble down the lane and take those three steps.
Ty Bowman will cross midcourt for the Rollers. In the middle of everyone, just tries a finger roll. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Meckley.
He wanted to pass to Grayer, but the defense didn't allow it, and then he had to sort of sheepishly put the ball up himself towards the basket and didn't have enough hoop left.
I think Delafano. Delafano loses the dribble, but is able to pick it back up, and his pass, though, is tipped by Fleming and stolen away. Grayer up court, tries to get it to Jenkins, but that's stolen by Delafano. Back to Torres to the bucket, up and good.
That mistake that time from Grayer, who got a little greedy on the full court pass. There were arms in the way. If it works, it looks great. If it doesn't, you have no one back defensively to help.
Back to a 9-point game. Rollers with the basketball. Jenkins, top of the key. Jenkins working off of a pick. Goes left side for a 17-foot jumper. That's no good. Rebound comes long, and Jenkins able to save it. Gets it underneath to Jackson, and they are going to call a foul on the Bulldogs underneath.
They're going to get Meckley on a push, but a big mistake that time from Delafano. Underestimating the fact that there was somebody behind him, did not recognize that Jenkins had enough room to sneak behind him and get the ball, and thought it was going to go out of bounds. That's the sort of thing that can hurt you and end up costing you.
Jenkins, three, back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Bailey. Bailey bringing it up one-on-one against Fleming, gets by him, but Grayer gets the rebound after the missed shot.
And had no chance to see that it was somebody with three fouls on him who had to back away.
Fleming, leaner in the lane, is up and good. The Rollers back up by 11, 45-34.
Bailey couldn't take it strong because he didn't know who was on him.
Jenkins pokes it from behind of Delafano, and Bowman comes up with a basketball. A quick foul by West York.
See, back to that play where Bailey is going one-on-one down the lane, but he didn't recognize the fact that it was Daquan Fleming with three fouls on him. Fleming backs off. And it was Bailey who, anticipating contact, throws the ball up, thinking he's going to get fouled. There was no foul, and Steel High gets a leak out the other way and a bucket the other way. Instead, a four-point swing.
Fleming on the right wing. He lost control of the dribble, but is able to get it back and tries to throw it to Bowman, but he is going to be fouled out near the foul line.
The quickness mismatch. And you've got guys for West York who are sort of playing at a guard position with who they're marking. Meckley is not a matchup that's going to be very good against Fleming. And even though he got the initial steal, was not able to ball handle well enough to keep the ball away from Fleming getting it back.
Now pass, good tip by Bailey into the backcourt. Bailey runs it down, saves it from going out of bounds, gets it into Einzig, who will put it off the glass, and good.
Excellent job by Bailey, recognition, and then Einzig pump faking Bowman to make sure he can get the shot away.
Back to a 9-point game. Bulldogs are hanging around here. Fleming hands it off to Bowman in the front court, right at the corner. Bowman will now dribble it up to the left wing, hands it off to Fleming, gets it poked away, but able to grab it back. Fleming runs into a double team, back out. Bowman will try the three, that's too strong. Fleming, the only guy in there for the rebound, and puts it up and in.
Just happens that he was on the side that the ball went to. If it goes backside, Westbrook got two guys there, instead Fleming with 17 after the stick back.
West York with a basketball, trailing by 11. They float it in to Meckley, and he is going to be fouled.
That leaned into Jackson, and that will be foul number four against Kayvon Jackson, who finds himself in foul trouble for the second straight game in the district playoffs. And that means Malachi Young, the freshman, will come back into the game in place of Jackson.
Timeout taken by Steel High. We'll take one as well. 4:50 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steel High 47, West York 36. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton.
MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're still fresh after 30 years in the making. This is WMSS Middletown.
Quebec High School, Steve Leedy, Brian Cousins here with 4:50 left to play in the ballgame. The Rollers lead West York 47-36 at stake, a spot in the District 3 semifinals on Monday night at the Giant Center.
Against either Susquehanna Township or Berks Catholic, an interesting game that's going on tonight over at the Giant Center. In fact, I would expect some of these Roller fans, if Steel High holds on and wins this game, to head up there to see who they're going to play against next, because they'll have time. That's the late game out at the Giant Center tonight at 8 o'clock.
Beckley blows the first layup, or I'm sorry, the first free throw.
Not a great foul shooter. Needs to convert here, though, to cut this to a 10-point game.
Second shot from Meckley. It rattles around the rim, but this time it goes through.
And what it does is it also, that make allows them to pick up the full court pressure.
Now pass gets to Fleming. He'll give it back to Jenkins. Jenkins splits the double team. Top of the key. Nice through pass to Greer. All alone underneath. Puts it up and in.
Another finish at the end of a fast break for Jerron Greer, who has 8 points now in the contest.
West York with a basketball. Heinzig, top of the key. Goes over. That is Lalick. Comes back out. Bailey all alone for the 23-foot three-pointer. It is good.
The one guy on this team who has that sort of range and also has Coach Ackerman's confidence that he can take that shot and make it.
49-40. Here goes Fleming to the basket. That is no good. Pulled down by West York.
Heinzig got a piece of that one.
I see. Quick pass underneath to Meckley. His shot is blocked, but it goes into the corner. Meckley going baseline. His shot is blocked, and they're going to get Greer with the foul.
They got him the second time. The first time he got the clean block. This time it looked like he did get a little piece of the arm. He's really affected a lot of shots today. Not tall, but he just plays fundamentally sound on the inside and has to with the lack of size this Rollers team has overall.
Meckley misses the first free throw again.
But he's doing good things for the team, and that's why Coach Ackerman still has him in at that point, at this point of the game. He's just got to start making a few more of these foul shots so they can cut a little bit more into the lead.
Second shot for Meckley. That is good. Again, he uses a lot of the rim, but goes through 49-41. It is an 8-point ball game. Here comes Young. Crosses midcourt, gets around the pressure from Heinzig, and they're going to call a foul on Heinzig.
Foul number six now. So both teams with six personal fouls in the second half. Both teams will be in the 1-1 the rest of the way.
Men's pass gets to Bowman in the backcourt. 3:47 left to play in the ballgame. 49-41. Steel High leads by eight. Bowman goes left side, hands it off to Young, wheeling around to the right. Now steps back towards center circle. Gets around his man, going down the lane, tries to throw a pass to Fleming, and it's tipped and stolen away. Bailey in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, goes left side, left corner, three-pointer, Lalick, no good, rebound is fought for, and a foul going to be called. That's going to be
a four on Fleming.
Four on Fleming, yep.
And that's the back. It's because Bailey had a great box out on the play, and even though Fleming got up over top of him, Bailey continued to maintain contact with him and really forced the referee to make the call. So four on Fleming, four on Jackson for Steel High, and the 1-1 from Bailey.
Bailey, front end, no good. Rebound is by Jenkins.
And we're going to have a foul in the backcourt on Torres.
That's going to mean 1-1 at the other end.
And, Steve, when we look back, and I think when West York looks back at this game, one of the things that they are going to look back at if they don't come from behind down by eight right now is their inability to make foul shots in this game. Six misses from the line today in 14 shots. And that's just not going to get it done against a team that right now has missed one out of their nine.
And that one miss did not come from Ja'Kai Jenkins. who is at the line right now. First one, front end, the 1-1. It is in and out. That ball was, it hit to both sides of the rim about three times and then popped out. And West York gets the rebound. Bailey, foul line, jumper, in and out. Rebound, Meckley there in position. Finally does corral it. Guerrero affected it. They're going to get him with the foul again.
And they're going to get him with the body. The block up top was clean. And I thought this was an excellent call that, well, now I don't think it's an excellent call from the official. I thought that when the shot was put up by Meckley, and it would be a two-shot foul because it's in the act of shooting. But it really appeared to me that Grayer got the ball clean up top, but when Meckley came through, Grayer body-wise collided with him. I thought that's what they were calling the foul on. Now I disagree with what they did call because it did look like Grayer was clean up top.
First shot good from Meckley. Second shot also good. The Bulldogs are chipping away at this lead. It is 49-43.
And this is a place where Steel High, you want to be ahead, but you also want to be ahead where your deficiencies in certain areas of the game, namely foul shooting that you've shown in the past, do not come back to bite you.
Young into the front court. Hands it off to Fleming. Back to Young. Top of the key. Dribble back. Gets around the pressure. Now gets it over to Jenkins. Behind the back dribble, and there's going to be a hand check foul there on Josh Bailey of West York. Now it's going to send Young to the line. I'm sorry, Jenkins to the line.
Jenkins back to the line for another 1-1, where that last shot he had every reason to have that one fall through. Every chance. And unfortunately for Jenkins, it did not. Now he goes back to the line. Everyone backs away for Steel High. They have complete confidence he's going to knock this one down.
Front end, nothing but net. 50-43. Roller lead is 7.
And with every make from the line from Steel High, it puts that much more pressure on West York to come down and convert when they have the ball offensively.
Second one, this is short. Rebound by West York. Metley gets the board. Lalick across midcourt. 2:45 on the clock. 50-43. Steel High by 7. Bailey, top of the key. Harassed by Young. We'll go over to Lalick. Back to Bailey. Einzig, right side. Einzig on the right wing. Will drop off a little bit. Now Bailey, right corner. They look inside. Meckley lost the dribble a little bit. Now Young able to save it from going out of bounds and throws it back in off of Meckley and back out.
Tremendous play from the freshman Young. Playing beyond his years. Very experienced look that time. I give Bailey a lot of credit for having the confidence to dump the ball down low to Meckley inside, and Meckley just missed it.
Bowman crosses midcourt with a dribble, hands it off to Jenkins. He gets tipped away and into the backcourt. Jenkins able to run it down, now breaks away from the pressure. Tries to get a pass off. It's tipped, though, by Bailey, and now it's loose in the front court, but West York able to retain possession here as Einzig with it in the backcourt across the timeline.
2 minutes to go, and Steel High still has the 7-point lead.
Bailey, left wing, spins around, tries to get around Fleming, kicks it over Einzig, right corner. Top of the key is Lalick. He'll drive in, puts it up, no good, but a foul will be called against the Rollers.
And that's going to be 3 on Grayer. So now all of a sudden for Steel High, the foul situation is becoming a little bit more of an issue, although still with a minute 45 only left on the clock. You've got Fleming with 4, Jackson with 4, Grayer with 3. Unless this goes overtime, it may not matter.
Ian Lalick at the line, made his only free throw attempt. He's good on this one.
And, Steve, the other thing I'm noticing about West York, there are certain guys who are willing to take the shot here. Lalick's one of them. But the other guy, Bailey, is the guy trying to create for other people. And the other guys down the floor don't want to take the big shot.
Second shot is no good, but the rebound goes loose over in the corner. Grayer able to finally grab it, and they're going to call a foul on Meckley. Good hustle by Grayer.
Yeah, great job by both of them, and Meckley just couldn't get the position and ends up throwing Grayer to the ground. So Grayer to the line for the final 1-1 for either team in this game. Jackson back in for Bowman for Steel High. Also, Torres will replace Meckley, who has picked up his 4th personal foul.
Beckley with 4. Grayer to the line. Not the best free throw shooter on this team. 55%.
But again, it is the last 1-1 coming up for Steel High. If they can evade this one, they get 2 the rest of the way.
there. First shot, no good. Rebound is grabbed by West York. Torres the board. And up court flies Lalick, and Young bulldozed them over.
That'll be two shots to the line with the clock stop. Youthful mistake that time for Malachi Young. And Lalick, who has proven himself to be a solid foul shooter, a 75% shooter from the line on the season.
First shot on the way. Ugh. Not even close.
Yep, and that's two in a row now he's missed from the line. The pressure is definitely being felt at this stage. And Lalick, because he got run over, now we'll go over to the bench, and Coach Ackerman's taking a look at him. A lot of folks would probably say at this point, hey, they're taking him out of the game. He's too injured. What's going on here? Normally, you would not take a guy out of the game who's a 75% shooter. That's people who are not privy to the actual statistics understand that, but they will bring in Terry Kane into the game as they take a look at the right shoulder of Ian Lalick.
Yeah, they're definitely looking at that shoulder. And again, that free throw wasn't even close. It was long and left and ugly. So Kane's in to put the free throw in. He makes the second one. So it's a 5-point game.
Brett Strickler into the game for the first time for West York for defensive purposes. A little bit more quickness than Matt Dellarfano. And Coach Binder calls timeout for Steele High.
A 30-second timeout. So we'll stay right here with 1:34 left to play in this fourth quarter. Steele High trying to hold on here. 50-45 against West York.
And Steele High, a team that is known for getting up and down the floor, what people may not realize is so far this season, Steele High has been in games where they have scored less than 60 points, like where they are right now. In those games, they are 6-1 on the season where their opponent has scored 60 points, scored less than 60 points. The only loss being that listless loss late in the season to Fish McDevitt. Outside of that, they have been very good in low scoring ball games. This West York team, they don't want the team to score over 60. They're only 1-5 in games where the opponent gets to the 60 point mark.
1:34 left here. 50-45. Rollers lead by 5. Steele High to inbound in the backcourt. Underneath the bucket, they get it into Young. Young double-teamed along the sideline. Cross-court pass gets to Jackson. Jackson down-court. Rare going to the bucket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is by Torres.
Thought he had the easy shot, but the second that Torres stepped in, he should have pulled it back out.
Torres, Bailey. Now Strickler will try the three. It is good.
Out of nowhere, Brett Strickler becomes a player. And a timeout from Coach Ackerman, who runs all the way in the corner to get it.
The roller lead has been cut to 2. 50-48 after that 3-point shot. The Rollers led by 14 late in the third quarter of this game. But West York has chipped and chipped and chipped away. And that was a big swing right there.
Oh, huge swing there. The miss by Grayer on one end. On a layup that if it's not wide open, you can't take it. You have to pull that ball back out. And instead, on the other end, it turns into an open three for a guy who hasn't taken a shot all game, hasn't played until the last few seconds. They leave him open, and Strickler hits the triple. I'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight's game, Jim Siebert's Garage, the Steelton Italian Club, PJ's Car Wash, the 230 Cafe, Fortney Printing, Pete's East End Pub, and Mid-10 Bank. Our thanks to those sponsors bringing you roller basketball here on WMSS. And again, if the Rollers hold on and win this game, they will play on Monday evening at the Giant Center. Game scheduled for, I believe, 8:30 is the start time. And we will have that game for you after LVC women's basketball that night.
The bounce pass gets to Jackson following the timeout. And he is going to be fouled by Strickler.
And now Steve,
two at the other end.
And Steve, you have in some places, you have strategies for certain players. It's hack a Shaq, it's hack a whoever. Basically, for this roller team, it's hack a roller because this team has not shown the ability so far this season to hit clutch foul shots down the stretch. Will this be a rebirth of this team in terms of what they do at the line, or will they replay that Harrisburg game?
Jackson, first shot is good. Confident stroke that time. And the Rollers back up by three.
But it's two confidence strokes you need because it's still a one-possession game right now.
Second shot from Jackson is on the way, and it is nothing but net again. Timeout. We will step out as well. 107 left to play in the fourth quarter. It is Steel High 52, West York 48. Back after this, it's Roller Basketball on WMFF.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
Welcome back to Warwick High School. Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser here with 107 left to play in the fourth quarter. 52-48. Steel High leads West York by 4.
And Coach Binder, we talked about this last game, the way that the shirt comes out of the when he really gets worked up. Earlier in this game, he was at, from that scale of 0 to 1, he was at about a .3, .4 Binder. Over the last few minutes of this game, he's gotten up to about a .6.
West York with the basketball following the timeout. 1 minute to go. The Bulldogs trail by 4. Einstein goes over to Bailey. He'll take the three. That's back of the iron. No good. Rebound by the Rollers. It's Jenkins who gets it. They get it to Young. He's triple teamed along the sideline. Back to Jenkins. They got to break the timeline here. Fleming gets it poked away. Now it's poked into the front court, but it's going to be a 10-second call.
That poor recognition from Fleming. And really nobody making him aware, everyone expecting West York to foul, and great defensive patience from West York after knowing they didn't get the steal initially, not to immediately foul.
Einstein, top of the key, 35 seconds to play. There's a pass. It's stolen away. Stolen by Jenkins. Going to the bucket, and he's going to get it knocked away from behind by Einstein and out of bounds. The Rollers will inbound underneath the West York basket with 28 seconds left.
But a great steal from Jenkins. Anticipation in the passing lane, gets the steal.
Now pass gets to Jackson. Jackson, left side in the front court. Now finally they're going to get Einzig on the foul, and it's going to be Avon Jackson to the line.
And shooting two again. It's already a two-possession game. He can't make it a three-possession game, but with every foul shot that is made by Steel High, it makes it more difficult for West York and also changes their strategy.
Jackson, first shot. Good.
And I think now if you're West York, you cannot, with 25 seconds left, come down the floor and necessarily look for a two. I think they need a three no matter what happens on this one. But if he makes this one, they've got to go for a three.
Jackson, second shot. Also good. He is 6 for 6 at the line tonight. 54-48, Rollers by 6. Bailey, right side. On the wing, goes top of the key. Canes will try the three, and that is good. And a timeout taken by West York.
And we'll stay right here as it is now once again a three-point game, but a huge shot that time. An excellent recognition, a very well-coached team this West York team is, as is Steel High. I've been very impressed with how these young men on both sides have played down the stretch, playing intelligent basketball for the most part and being very poised in the moment. This moment has not been too big for either one of these squads so far. And with 19 seconds left to go, Steel High with that three-point lead, somebody's going to have to step up and make foul shots. In the Steel High huddle, I think the main thing you're saying is, how can we get the ball to Kayvon Jackson? In the West York huddle, I think you deny Jackson and anybody else that you have. If you don't have a steal opportunity, if you can't get a double team, you've got a foul. If you have a chance of getting a three-second call, you might take that chance. But it's got to be something where Steel High is not looking to get the ball off the floor.
So here it is. Jenkins will inbound underneath Steel High's own basket. They get it into Young. Now back to Jenkins. Jenkins will get fouled immediately by Kane.
And a mistake there by Einzig, even though he's got three personal fouls. Young, the freshman, has the basketball on the side. And Einzig had a chance to foul him with the ball and instead allowed Young a free pass back to Jenkins, who is an outstanding foul shooter. It's not that Young can't hit the shots. It's just that if I have my choice between a senior and a freshman to put at the line, I want the freshman there every day of the week. And forget about the stats at that point.
Jenkins, first shot. Good. That's the big one because it makes it a two-possession game, 55-51.
And a game-high 21 for Jaquai Jenkins.
16 seconds left, 55-51, Steel High. Second free throw from Jenkins is good, 56-51. Rollers by five, 15 seconds left. Here comes Bailey down the left side. Cross-court pass, Dell'Orfano. They swing it back around. Bailey, a deep three. It is good. And another timeout from West York.
I'll tell you what, Bailey is a big-time player. You look at what he's done this season, Steve, against the top competition, against York in the York semifinals. He scored 21 points against Eastern York and Northeastern York, the two top teams in the division for West York, 22 and 20. Against McDevitt, he had 19 of that overtime loss against them. This is a big-time player, and Bailey, the 5'8 junior, strokes one from way downtown to make this a two-point game, and now the Rollers will have to make two from the line to close this out. Otherwise, West York is going to have an opportunity to have a three-point shot. So that's what makes this interesting as well, Steve, because you've got both these teams, West York at this point, setting things up in the huddle. For Steel High, they're looking at getting the basketball inbounds, knowing that West York has to foul immediately, and whoever gets the basketball is going to go to the line. And after that, if Steel High makes their second shot, expect Coach Binder, no matter what happens otherwise, to call timeout.
Jenkins, we're going to get it inbound. It's in to Fleming. Nobody's on him. He's able to break the pressure for a second or two as a couple seconds tick off the clock before he's fouled, and he is so with 5 seconds left on the clock, and Dequan Fleming going to be at the free throw line. 60% on the season, has not been there tonight.
And they will drop back defensively, especially on the first shot. I think the fact that he hasn't been there tonight is a big key, too.
First shot from Fleming, good.
As we say, this is the money shot right here. He makes this one. Steel High, assuming they don't do anything silly defensively, will win this game. He misses, then West York has to bring the ball up quickly. I don't think they have any timeouts remaining.
Second shot from Fleming, trying to put him up by four here with 5 seconds left. A couple dribbles. Now we'll put it up. No good. Rebound by Kane. He'll break it, bring it up court. Gets to McCauley. He tries the three. It's partially blocked from behind. Greer picks it up, and that will do it.
Dequan Fleming coming back defensively, taking the chance, and McCauley in there just to try to take the three. Can't get the ball up cleanly. The Rollers survive in advance to the semifinals of District 3 AAA.
We will take timeout. Our final score here tonight, Steel High 57, West York 54. Back with a post-game show. After this is Roller Basketball on WMSN.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has three self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor.
completely remodeled, and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family-friendly, with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Steelton Italian Club is a proud Steel High sponsor. The officers, trustees, and members of the Steelton Italian Club congratulate the Rollers on a great season. Established in 1926, the Steelton Italian Club is located at 325 River Alley in Steelton. Their phone number is 939-9123. Good luck, Rollers, from your friends at the Steelton Italian Club.
And welcome back to Warwick High School. Steve Lee, Brian Kazier is Steel High. Defeats West York 57-54. It was a game where Steel High led by as many as 14 late in the third quarter, but West York, a game effort to try to get back into that ball game, and they were right there at the end, but Steel High able to knock down free throws at the end for the most part.
There you go. I mean, the key to this game ends up being, at the very end, the fact that Steel High, 8 for 11 from the line in the fourth quarter of play. You combine that with what they did for the rest of the game, and the Rollers tonight, 80% from the foul line. So I think the great thing for the Rollers at this point, too, is I think mentally this closes the door on the Harrisburg game completely, because now they have the confidence that they can go to the line at the end of a game and finish it off from there. And they did so in a close game. It's a game West York team. As always, you've got to give Coach Bill Ackerman in his 17th season a ton of credit for how his team is prepared and how they just claw and fight. I mean, the Bulldog moniker is correct for that team, because they just will keep coming at you, and they will put their head down, and they will not stop until the final whistle. Give them all the credit in the world, because the Rollers had it all their way at one point, but they just kept picking away. And at the very end of this game, after finally hitting a couple of threes down the stretch, they rebound a missed foul shot and have at least a look from the outside to try to tie the ball game, but Daquan Fleming ends up getting the block on that one and finishing it off. A great effort from both squads, but the Rollers tonight, they jump out to the lead early and are able to extend the lead and are able to hold on at the end.
And they're able to extend that lead just enough, because, again, that West York, you had to be impressed with the way that when they went to that full court press, they were able to rattle Steel High at times there in that fourth quarter.
And that's what the full court press is there to do. You don't always have to get the turnover, but you do need to get in the head of the opponent and make them either speed up or maybe try to get the ball out of players' hands that you don't want to have the basketball at that point. It's sort of a defense where you're allowing choice, where the other team has the basketball in one player's hands who normally has it, and then they have to dish it elsewhere. So it did enough tonight to allow them to get back in it. The problem was the Rollers did enough tonight, especially the second and third quarter, at least the beginning of the third quarter, is where they really pulled away in this game. West York went cold for a little bit. Steel High came out and did things in transition that allowed them to get some easy buckets that could not be countered by West York in the same way. Let's roll the final statistics of this one. For the Rollers tonight, Jaquai Jenkins is the leading scorer with 22 points. Daquan Fleming with 18. It was 8 points each for Jerron Grayer and for Kayvon Jackson. Malachi Young had 1 point. No bench scoring at all tonight for Steel High, although Ja'Kai Bowman saw some very meaningful minutes and He did some very good things defensively in this game. Tyrese Little also seeing time a little bit off the Steel High bench when the Rollers got in foul trouble. For West York, they were led tonight by Josh Bailey, who had 12 points, including 3 three-pointers in the contest. Nobody else in double digits, but listen to these scores, because they had pretty much all but one player score who was in the game, and shows how much balance they have. Kyle Einzig, Kenton Meckley, Matt Delarfano, Ian Lalick, all with 7 points. Terry Keynes had 6 points. Diego Torres had 4 points. Brett Strickler had that huge three at the end of the game that started getting West York a little closer down the stretch. And then Darian McCauley, tough night for the 6'3 junior. Outstanding player, was saddled with foul trouble all night long, was only able to get a single point in tonight's contest. And he had the ball in his hands at the end and could not get the shot off at the very end against the Rollers to try to tie it. So a tough night for him. But a West York team that, when you look at them from top to bottom, they lose Einzig, they lose Strickler, they lose Torres and Valdivieso. But the bulk of this team comes back next year. This is going to be a major player next season.
No doubt about that. We will take one final timeout here. When we come back, we will wrap things up. Again, our final score tonight, Steel High 57, West York 54. Back after this, this is Roller Basketball on WMSS.
The 230 Cafe and High Spire congratulates Steel High and Middletown on a great season. The 230 Cafe is under the ownership of Shelby and Nate Wrights. Their menu features numerous items for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with daily homemade specials and desserts. The 230 Cafe is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 7:30 p.m., Saturdays from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m., and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Located at the corner of Ann and 2nd Streets in High Spire, their number is 939-9223. That's the 230 Cafe.
Jim Siebert's Garage salutes the Steel High Rollers. Jim Siebert is an ASE certified master technician. At Jim Siebert's Garage, they do state inspections with emissions testing, oil changes, air conditioning, tune-ups, batteries, and tires. Jim Siebert's Garage also has small engine repair for your lawnmower, tractor, or snowblower. Siebert's is located just outside Steelton at 1649 South Cameron Street. It's Jim Siebert's Garage, open Monday through Friday. Their number is 234-1725.
TJ's Automatic Car Wash is scratchless because it's touchless. TJ's has two automatic car wash bays, and for you do-it-yourselfers, TJ's has 3 self-service bays with countdown timers. For professional car care products and cleaning advice, it's TJ's Car Wash, 510 North Progress Avenue, just south of Susquehanna Township High School. TJ's Car Wash is a proud supporter of Central Pennsylvania athletics and academics.
Fortney Printing of Bressler is a Christian mom-and-pop printing shop serving Central PA for over 29 years. Fortney Printing is a commercial full-service printer specializing in full color with quick turnaround. Fred, Ken, and the folks at Fortney Printing can be reached at 939-6422. That's 939-6422. Fortney Printing congratulates today's teams on a great season.
Pete's East End Pub on 2443 South Front Street in Steelton is a proud Steel High sponsor. Completely remodeled and under new management, Pete's East End Pub is family friendly with 16 TVs and a menu featuring favorites like burgers, bowlies, pizza, mussels and clams, fish and chips, and crab cakes. Their number is 982-6142. That's Pete's East End Pub on Front Street in Steelton. Pete's East End Pub congratulates the Rollers on a great season.
MidPen Bank wishes the Steel High Rollers good luck in the playoffs. MidPen Bank customers can count on banking made simple, including simply free checking and no nuisance fees. MidPen Bank's Steelton branch is at 51 South Front Street in Steelton. MidPen Bank is also online at midpenbank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back one final time here to Warwick High School. The leading Brian Kaiser as Steel High defeats West York in the District 3 AAA boys quarterfinals here tonight, 57-54. That means Steel High rolls into the 8 o'clock game on Monday night at the Giant Center to face either Susquehanna Township or Birch Catholic.
And the other thing it does is it clinches a state playoff berth as well for the Rollers, because District 3 gets six teams, and Steel High will be one of the top four teams coming out of District 3, no matter what happens in the next two contests that they have, to have one final score from around the district. The early game over at the Giant Center is over, and as expected, the number three seed Mannheim Central victorious over Gettysburg, the 11th seed, 50-38. McDevitt Conrad Weiser's at 6:30, and we also encourage the Steel High fans who wish to do so. You can still get over there in time to see who the next opponent is. 8 o'clock game tonight, Susquehanna Township taking on Burks Catholic, and honestly, what could be a really, really good contest.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Burks Catholic, a shadow of what they have been in the past couple years.
They still,
still not a team you want to, it's a Jack.
Connor Jack, yeah. His older brother is up at Penn State playing for the Nittany Lions. Connor Jack has been sensational this year and is a height problem for most teams at 6'7". But Susquehanna Township, they have been the top seed pretty much most of the season and hold that right now. McDevitt, Conrad Weiser, I don't hold out much hope for Conrad Weiser in that one. So I'm expecting the top four seeds to go through. Three and four have already gotten there, and now one and two have to hold serve.
And another important thing, in case you want to win a couple games in state, this game very important.
Oh, yeah.
Because six teams make it in District 3 in AAA boys. The fifth and the sixth seed get to play the runner-up from District 12, a.k.a. Philadelphia, and the District 12 champion. And you get to go down there and play.
Not good, but at this stage in the season, none of these teams are thinking about state playoffs.
No.
The only ones who are thinking about it are the ones who lose tonight, because that's the best that they can do is try to qualify for the state playoffs. West York familiar with that. That's the path they had to take last year. They lost to Mannheim Central at the buzzer in a contest a year ago, and now they find themselves in the consolation round once again after tonight's loss. Hey, the Rollers have shown us in two games that it's not the offense that a lot of people would look at this team and say, the Rollers are all about scoring the basketball. What they've shown us in two games is a team that defensively has been able to lock teams down when they've needed to. They hit some key shots in this game when they've needed to. And I think they've exhibited just a tremendous basketball IQ so far in showing that they do very good team things correctly. The way they team rebound is tremendous. The way that they know exactly when to push their advantage in transition is one of the real strengths that this team has. And this team has a real chance to make a run, because I think they're playing their best basketball of the season.
All right, we'll get to see what happens in the next chapter on Monday night. Again, we will be there. 8 o'clock is the slated tip-off time for Steel High against the winner of Susquehanna Township and Burks Catholic. So that'll do it from here this evening from Warwick High School. For our studio producer, Z-Brim, for Brian Kaiser, this is Steve Lee saying goodnight from Warwick High School. Again, our final score tonight, it was Steel High, 57, West York, 54. We'll see you Monday night back here on WMSN.
You've been listening to Steel High Playoff Basketball on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Mid-Penn Bank, 230 Cafe, Steelton Italian Club, Seabird's Garage, Pete's East End Pub, Fortney Printing, and TJ's Car Wash. Your home for the best in Steel High Playoff Basketball is WMSS Middletown.